الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's created many different types of animals. And if you study them, in each of them is a sign of how magnificent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And also, in each of the different animals that have been created, there are many other signs for us to, from which we can take lessons, let's say. So one of the things that's interesting about each animal, or at least the vast majority of animals, is that every animal has something special about it. You know, and I think even as children we learn this, you know, the lion is the king of the jungle, right? And the polar bear lives in the very Arctic cold temperatures, and each, you know, the dolphin is an excellent swimmer. So each animal has its own particular characteristics, and it's those characteristics by which we identify those animals. And in fact, that's for the vast majority of animals, that's the way we think about them. So you say the word lion, I think everyone thinks of a tough animal, a ferocious animal, a strong animal, something that represents the king of the animals. These are the thoughts that come in your mind when you just hear the word lion. Now, these characteristics that belong to each of the animals, what's interesting about these characteristics is that these characteristics are not present inherently within the animal. What I mean by that is the animal is actually, those characteristics are dependent upon the environment of the animal. So for example, the lion is the king of the jungle, right? The lion is not the king of the Arctic. The lion is the king of the jungle. So all of the characteristics that we think about a lion, they all apply in the jungle. But if you take the lion outside of the jungle, the lion is nothing. Right? If you take that same lion who was so tough and ferocious and who had characteristics that made him the king, and then you put him in the Arctic, that lion will freeze to death. The lion wouldn't know what to do. Similarly, when you have a polar bear, right? A polar bear is such a ferocious animal, able to survive in the Arctic temperatures and the freezing cold and can live in ice and all these different types of characteristics that we think about. But if you were to take that animal and put that polar bear in the jungle, then the polar bear becomes worthless. He's not able to, all these characteristics that we apply to that animal, they don't stand anymore. So there's a couple things that you should recognize from this. Number one is that characteristics are dependent upon their environment. And in the same way, we're animals, right? We're just from the animal kingdom. And what's the characteristic that we try to preserve within ourselves is our deen. So we say this is the thing that characterizes us. We're Muslims, right? We're human beings, but among the human beings, we're Muslims. And just as the lion requires a jungle and the polar bear requires a particular environment, in the same way, as Muslims, we require an environment. You cannot just be a Muslim and go into any environment you want and think that you're going to be able to survive. There are some unique Muslims who can do that, who can go into an environment and then they change the whole environment around them. But for the vast majority of us, we're very dependent on our environment. So if we want to remain Muslim, we have to be very particular about the environment in which we keep ourselves. It's no different from the lion or the polar bear or the penguin or any other animal. So if we truly seek to keep ourselves Muslim and to preserve our iman, then the way we do that and the essential component of our environment is going to be the masjid. The masjid and our homes. These are the two places. Now, yeah, it feels like then life becomes like a cage, right? Because you have so limited environments that you can live in. But so that's what happens anyway. I mean, if you go to the zoo, they bring animals from Africa, right? In the zoo, in the lion's den in the zoo, what do? The lion's den is exactly like Africa. They create everything to simulate Africa. right? They create the same temperature, the same humidity, they create the same environment. Then you go to the penguins area, and the penguins area is like the Arctic, you know, they create the same kind of environment as the penguin would survive in. So, I mean, in a way, we may be out of place, right? So we're in a cage, maybe we're caged into a few different areas, and we may not necessarily be living in a completely Islamic environment, but we have to be in our environment in order to survive. So where is our environment? The home, right? And the masjid. And then all the gatherings of the righteous. But for the most part, those are going to occur whether they be in home or whether they be in the masjid. Those are the two places that we basically survive in. Now, yes, we're able to, Allah has created us in such a way that we're able to withstand other environments for a certain period of time. And if you took the lion and you put the lion in a cold environment, he's not going to die in a second, right? It's going to take maybe a day, maybe longer than a day, before the lion begins to get worn down by his environment, and eventually he won't be that lion that he used to be. So in the same way with us, I mean, yes, we can pull away from our environment. We go to work, we interact with society, but we have to recognize that we always have to come back to our base. Because if we don't always return to our base, we're going to be in big trouble. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He basically created that for us within the deen. Five times a day we're supposed to end up in the masjid. And the longer we stay away from the masjid, the less we're going to be able to retain the characteristics that we're supposed to have. That's just, it's just a fact of nature. It's just the way we've been created. It's the way Allah designed us. So we can't expect that we never show up in the masjid and then we're going to be the roaring Muslims that we expect to be. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic. It's not possible because that's just not the way nature works. So if we really desire to be the people that we want to be, we have to be regular in the masjid. So we get to the masjid as much as possible. Not because we're doing a favor to the masjid, not because the masjid needs us here, but because we're absolutely dependent on the masjid. Alright, so we come to the masjid at least for Fajr, at least for Isha, Maghrib whenever possible. Fine if you're at work for Dhuhr and Asr, okay. You obviously can't come. But on the weekends, basically any moment that we get an opportunity to come back to the masjid, we must come back to the masjid. Because that's our environment. And otherwise, when we're away from the masjid, the next place we have to create the masjid-like environment is in our home. So we have to be absolutely defensive about what type of environment is set up in our home, because that's our second cage, you can say. Right? That's our second cage. So if we're bringing in all this junk over the TV and junk over the internet, then we're going to be in an environment which ourselves aren't going to be able to survive in. We're not going to thrive in that environment. And then the question says, well, why am I not feeling good? Well, ask the lion if you put him in the middle of the Arctic why he's not feeling good. It's obvious, not the lion's problem. It's the environment that the lion is in. So in the same way, when we come around and we say, I don't know why I'm not feeling good. I don't know why I'm not feeling so dejected about my deen and feeling so depressed about my deen. It's not us. Inherently, we have the ability to be able to perceive the deen. And the proof of it is Ramadan. I mean, everybody comes into Ramadan. The environment changes and everybody exits a lion. Anybody who's sincere about their deen and who's sincere about approaching Allah, they exit Ramadan with such energy and fervor. Why? Because of their environment. It's the same person, the same Zayd that enters Ramadan is the same Zayd that exits Ramadan. But Allah gives the tawfiq that the environment, it becomes much easier to create. And so through that environment, we're able to achieve or become the people that we were supposed to be. So we have to be very careful about environment. Now, among those environments that we try to enter into, we should recognize that the people that are in that environment is what's essential to that gathering. So for example, yesterday I was speaking with some brothers. Yesterday at the tafsir, there was a tafsir at MSI for those of you who were there who weren't there, but there was a tafsir at MSI. And I personally felt that at that tafsir, there was a lot of barakah in that tafsir. And I mean, I just saw it on people's faces. It just seemed that the place was more enlivened than usual. There's just a lot more nur than I'm used to seeing. I mean, obviously, there's always nur. It's a very blessed place. It's the masjid. But it just seemed to me a little bit different that day. Then I started thinking, you know, what's so different about today? Why is it that, you know, it wasn't the month before, or the 2 months before. And then I started thinking, subhanAllah, it's because the people came back from Hajj. So, I mean, there might have been, 200 people, 300 people in the gathering. But among them, there were 5 or 6 people that came back from Hajj. But those 5 or 6 people were so pure, because they came back from Hajj, that the whole gathering just felt so much brighter.
Right? It just felt like, you know, there, it's like if you have a room and there's a whole bunch of bulbs and then all of a sudden there's these high wattage bulbs, you know, 5 or 6 of them. It really changes the way the light's dispersed throughout the entire room. That's exactly the way it felt. I felt like it was yesterday because all these people from Hajj, you know, they were coming back and they were in the gathering and you could really feel the difference because of their presence. So the people is what makes the environment. So the fact that the people get together in the masjid, the fact that you have righteous people in your home and you create an environment of righteousness within your home, that's really what makes the difference.